All right, good morning. You're listening to DWAU 104.1 FM. It's 10:20 in the morning. Of course, I would like to say thank you for tuning in. And today I have here with me, and we have our special program. It's, again, I've invited Beepo. Okay, I would like to say hi to Myron and Miss Rain. Mr. Myron, hello. Say yes. Something about yourself. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm back. Hi, Miss Tina.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us again today.
Yeah. Yes, and so I also have here with me Miss Rain Bonus, and unfortunately, she's my cousin. Hello, Miss Rain. All right. So, what's your position at Beepo?
Link sourcing and recruitment.
Oh, okay. So, yes. What makes your job different from Myron's?
Myron, since he is assigned in recruitment marketing. He does the activities for the recruitment team, let's say, for the job fair. Mm-hmm. He also handles our social websites like Facebook, okay. LinkedIn.
Really?
Yes.
So it's more of the marketing
yes,
side.
Yes, more on the marketing okay. side. More
and
on
you're
the advertisement.
More
I do more of the sourcing, the job offer, the interview, okay. mm-hmm. and until the job offer.
All right. Yes. So people might be wondering what's Beepo. Again, last week we were able to distinguish what's the difference between Beepo and the other company, or what's its difference so between the call center agencies mm-hmm. and your company. So would you like to reiterate or repeat what we have discussed in part, so probably summarize? Okay,
what
yeah.
We about mm-hmm. Last week we talked about mostly about our company, Beepo mm-hmm, Inc., yeah. and mm-hmm. what's its difference with other company.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Beepo Inc. is in the BPO industry.
Okay,
so
BPO industry.
We also mm-hmm. talked about the difference mm-hmm. between the BPO industry and call center
okay.
industry. So call center industry is basically under the BPO industry. So a lot of people think that when you talk about a BPO industry, it's automatically call center. So
yes.
That's not
and that's the
works.
Difference.
Yes.
No, call centers are more of giving services in
yes.
terms of questions, they answer questions
yes,
and all. But then Beepo has different.
The no, BPO, yes,
yeah, the Beepos are mm-hmm. different because they give you services like, if example, Angeles University Foundation would like to ask for help. Mm-hmm. We are recruiting something, so we are just going to ask you to mm-hmm. provide us with the employees
yes,
that we need.
Yes.
So that that's basically the difference
yes.
between the call centers. Call
yes.
centers are like. Oh, you have a problem with the product, and then
yes.
You're gonna ask me. Hi, hello. What's your may? How may I help you? Something like that, no?
Yes.
All right. And also, just to before we proceed, I would like to interview one of our students, and proudly, I am. I would like to be proud of her because she's the president of Samascom. So please welcome Ms. Danica Veraglio, our third-year communication student.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Hello to all our listeners out there, and I will be with our guest for today, and it is such an honor for me, po.
Yeah. So you're. Lucky kasi Danica, we're talking about aside from the fact that we are talking about people here, we're going to teach our listeners on how to make a very good resume. Yeah, and then we're going to ask them or we're going to help them as well in probably overcoming their fear when it comes to interviewing, because when you apply, you know, that's the best, that's the what can you say that about that, it's when you apply, that's the first thing that you have to consider. How are you going to conduct, or how are you going to be seated in front of an executive? Oh my god. All right, so so probably anything you would like to add, ma'am Rain and Myron, about people before we proceed to our next topic?
I'm not sure if it has been introduced before.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Beepo, what makes it different with other BPO mm-hmm. Companies? What we cater is positions per company,
yes.
Which mm-hmm. are outside of the Philippines. So basically, we have their manpower here.
And I remember we were talking about like jobs in Australia,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
International. Mm. Yeah.
Yes. So we hire their accountants,
yes.
Human resources,
okay.
Admin. Mm-hmm. And for the fortunate ones, they have their trainings at Australia, and then they come back here and be based at our office. But they are working for our clients in Australia.
Well, actually during our discussion with Rain and Ma'am, what's the name again last time?
Miss Diane.
Yeah, Miss Diane. Yes. Okay. I'm wondering if I retired here at Anglish University, I'm going to call on your help.
Sure.
Okay, so let's proceed to the resume writing. Okay, so first and foremost, we have to distinguish why is it important to have to write a resume. So, anybody?
Well, for me as a recruitment specialist, so I've been in this industry for 5 years, so I have encountered many types of resume already.
Yeah.
Different types.
So, okay, I've been reading several resumes,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes, from fresh graduates to experienced ones. Mm-hmm. So for me, a resume is important because it is your key. Okay. For you to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
If your resume is not okay, then you will not proceed to the interview.
Correct.
Yes. Right.
So the interview is like a face value.
Of course.
Because when we apply, sometimes we didn't even see the employers face to face, right? We didn't see them, but our resume will be directed to these people, and then these people will check on our resume. If they find that our resume is good, then wow, you're going to start with the next phase. You will be interviewed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what are the things that you have seen in writing, or when students, or especially for fresh graduates, write their resume?
Okay. What I've noticed with fresh graduates, mm-hmm. They always forget to give their resume the right title. Let's say mm-hmm. they have to put their names mm-hmm. because some of the fresh graduates, they send us their resumes with the name resume or with the name numbers because maybe that's the way how they saved it to their desktop or their laptop. So always remember that you have to save your resume with your name mm-hmm. and the position that you want to apply for.
Okay,
so that's
but sometimes it doesn't need for us to write the word resume, right?
Yeah. Yes, of course, yes. Because basically it's a resume.
Okay, so you have to write first your name and then the position that you are applying for.
Yes,
right?
That's how you should save your okay. resume. That's how should be your resume.
Correct.
Resume name,
mm-hmm.
and also they tend to have this unique email address, let's say qt198@yahoo.com.
What if their email is like that?
Yes.
So we can't do anything about it. Danica's email.
No, not ma'am. A bit formal.
Okay.
Maybe I think they should do or make another email account.
Correct.
With a proper email address.
Yes.
Because that's how we will see if the individual is that mature.
Okay.
When it comes of, we understand that they are still fresh and they are still young, like us.
Yes,
Yes. But yes, okay. But with regards to job hunting, these mm-hmm. are the important things that we should remember.
All right. So hold on to that. We are going to go back to resume making. But meanwhile, here's this song for you. All right, 10:30 in the morning. You're still with us at DWA 104.1 FM with our featured radio program. And right now we are discussing about resume making. And later on, we're going to discuss how are we going to overcome our first interview. And with me again, I have our student representative, Ms. Danica Viraglio. And of course, from the BPO, we have Myron Fernando, and he is the recruitment marketing specialist. And of course, our Ms. Ring Bonus, our recruitment specialist. All right. So earlier we were discussing about... Hello, guys, again.
Hi, again.
Yeah. I'm afraid you left me already. Anyway. Okay. So earlier we were discussing about how to make a very good resume. And then one mm-hmm. we have agreed upon is that when you write a resume, you should not write the word resume. Rather,
yes.
You write your full name. And we are not supposed to come up with our our email addresses with cute, quitty pie or pretty pie or whatever. It should be a formal one.
Yes.
Well, let me share this one. In at Anglish University Foundation, we have this special email address. No, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone should be having our, we have to carry our name. But that is because we want to be branded as professionals. So mm-hmm. that's why mine is with at auf.edu.ph. So the mere fact, and then it always starts with a surname and something like that. Mm-hmm. So whenever you are sending messages or communication to other people, then automatically it will be said, seen that it's reyes.gujenso and then auf.edu.ph. So it has something, what they call it, it has a different aura, right?
Yes.
It's something like you're professional and no need for you to write your signature there, but the name itself will discuss and explain your profession. So what else are we going to discuss?
One thing that I know that is last week we had a job fair in Athens. There are other fresh grads, past freshmen, that are basically template.
Templates?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Say, for example, I won't mention the website.
Okay. It's
website. And basically, it's going to print out your resume, and it's going to look like a template.
Mm-hmm.
So there are instances that one applicant passed his resume, and then has the same template as his friend. So one thing that,
so they just copied it.
Yes. So one thing that fresh grads should do is make your resume personal.
Yes. So when you say personalized, I mean you're not supposed to follow any format. Any idea in mind? How are you going to do that?
Well, there's a basic format which Ms. Rain is
first.
Going to
okay.
Talk
about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first, of course, you have to put your whole name.
Whole name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, whole name.
So that's a personal information.
Yes, followed by your address. Of course, it has to be valid. and then your active numbers. If you have two phone numbers, that will be better so mm-hmm. that the recruiter could contact you on both mm-hmm. numbers in case one is on an empty bat or in mm-hmm. case one is out of reach. So you can reach it with the other number. And then like what I've said a while ago, your proper email address.
Okay. Yeah.
Proper.
Yes.
Proper.
And then, well, before what they usually have for the introduction is to have their objective. That's what we do before. I even did that when I was a few years, at least 2 years or 2 to 3 years experience in my career, but. What's trending right now? Trending? Is it the right term? But when it's to me, since we are more advanced right now and there are changes when it comes to doing resumes. So instead of putting your objective, mm-hmm. when you say objective, they always say that to be part of a very successful company, etc.
That's very unusual. It's very common.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, they always do that. But to make your resume different from the rest, mm-hmm. maybe you can put on the intro your summary, mm-hmm. a brief introduction about yourself. If you're a fresh graduate, you can say that I'm a graduate of mass communications. I am excellent in English, both written and oral. Mm-hmm. I am a dean's lister for a few years. Mm-hmm. I'm good in journalism. So a summary of that would do, and that would make the recruiter also think if you are
capable.
Good, mm-hmm. yes, capable for this mm-hmm. position. Let's say, oh, she's good in journalism, so I can put her on the content writer position. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she said that she's good in marketing, mm-hmm. so we can also include her or him with the project team doing our advertisement. Mm-hmm. So that would help as well. And that would make your resume unique from the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, again,
it's personalized.
Yes, mm-hmm. instead of using objective, you can now use summary about yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are a fresh graduate, you can put your skills on a bullet. You mm-hmm. don't have to make it with a 100
That's still
sentences.
On the personal side, the personal part, no? Personal info.
Personal after personal info, summary. After the summary, you can mm-hmm. put your skills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Say you are 100% proficient in Excel.
Okay.
So for accountants, we need that. Someone who is very good in formulas and all, exploring the Excel file, because not all of the employees that we have are excellent when it comes to Excel. To be honest,
yes.
Me either. I'm already 6 years in this industry, but I'm not yet familiar with the whole formulas of Excel. And those who are good, let's say, in graphics, if you are a graphic designer and good in InDesign, mm-hmm. that is some of the softwares or the applications that they usually use. So you can put that there. If you are, for accountants, let's say you are good in MYOB or Xero, another software for accountants, you can put that there. So because those are also the qualifications that we are looking for the requested position that we receive.
Okay. Yes. So you might as well you might as well lay on everything.
Yes.
Lay your cards. Okay. Yes. Anyway, so Danica, have a question.
Ma'am, actually my question is already answered, but which are and Paul, what should be highlighted on your resume? Mm-hmm. And since you have already answered my question, the skills and everything,
yes.
I would just like to ask if the school where you came from, college, does it have an impact po, when you apply in a job? Like, for example, I came from UP, from Ateneo or LaSalle.
To be honest, yes. It has an impact. Well, you are fortunate that AUF is one of our excellent schools here in Pampanga, also known
in... Let's clap for that.
Yes. Also known not only here in Pampanga, but also in Makati. Once you say AUF, they know it's Angeles University Foundation.
All right.
Yes.
So we're quite known.
Yes. And the standard of our education is advanced also. So, yes.
Well, I'm proud. Then you should feel proud.
I'm so glad.
So after that, we go to the, we have the summary. You have, of course, you have the full name, the summary, and then the position that you're applying for.
Yes.
Okay. And then after that, ma'am, what?
Mm-hmm. So you have the personal information, summary about yourself, mm-hmm. and then the skills that mm-hmm. you have.
Yes, of course. You mentioned that you have to write it in bullet form.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bullet form would do. And followed by your education background, let's say where you had your college, where you had your high school and elementary.
So really need to write or indicate there where did we graduate in elementary and high school?
Yes. And what
does it matter?
Yes, for fresh graduates, yes.
Yes. Okay.
But for experienced ones, what they used to do and what I used to do, I only leave the college school.
Okay.
Because my resume will be 5 pages if I would do that. But for fresh graduates, we need those informations, yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, you have to have your available reference. Yes, references.
Well, there are some cases when we see, we can read like references available upon request. Is that possible? I mean, is it accepted in your company?
Actually, it's accepted. But to make the recruiter's life easier and to make your resume available, so you if you can put your reference, much better.
Mm-mm. Because anytime they can ask.
Yes, anytime they can contact you, and it won't take days. Let's say you're supposed to be for a job offer today, but you don't have your reference yet.
All right.
So it would take days of having your job offer today.
So for a fresh grad, you have to indicate there the skills, no, of the student. But for us experienced like us, no,
yes,
we have to, instead of the skills, probably we can write our trainings or
trainings will do,
and our experiences, right?
Yes, and for our experiences, it's important for us to include our job responsibilities per company, because some of the applicants, what they do is just put the company and their position and the date they were hired, and then after that put the other company. So instead of doing that, we should also put our job responsibilities so that the recruiter would know that you have done this with this company. So I believe you can do this.
Aside from writing your position, or previous position, you have to write your responsibilities in that position.
Yes.
Okay, trainings and seminars should be included as well.
Yes.
So for the students,
they could also include their trainings and seminars.
What if they have several or tons of seminars and trainings, like from first year to fourth year? Is that accepted?
First year to fourth year. Actually, what matters is the recent ones.
The recent ones.
Because let's face it, that of course a graduate won't remember anymore what trainings she had during her or his first year of college. And I believe those are for 2 hours, 3 hours only, so you won't be able to remember that anymore.
Or probably we just write our seminars or trainings that is related to what we are doing.
Yes.
Or what we are applying for.
And,
it's possible.
Yes, the ones who are also related to the position that you're applying for.
Mm-hmm. All right. So aside from writing our trainings or seminars and all, how about what is the the correct number of pages? Yes. I mean, what is the acceptable?
Ideal. Well, the ideal number of resume is two pages.
Yes. Okay, so remember that. That
what about if you have a lot of achievements, like trainings and all?
Well, like what we mentioned a while ago, we should put the trainees who will be used, recent, mm-hmm. and who are also will put a significant use to the position that you're applying for.
I think same as with the awards, no? The awards and the medals or probably recognitions are supposed to be written for those you think that can be of help in the position that you are. So no need for us to write like 3 pages or 4 pages.
Yes.
No, you know, if you're a director, if you're the manager of the company and you have like, you need to read several papers, resume, like every day you receive like 100 resume per day. Mm-hmm. If your resume is like 5 pages, I don't think I can read it because I do not have time to read it, no? It's the same with an interview, right? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So after that, what else can we say?
Well, actually, the reference, the character reference is the last part of the resume.
Okay, so how about this one? I've seen several resumes like I confirm, I verify that the following statements or the following information are correct and true. Do we need to write that?
Actually, you don't need to write that anymore.
Well, the mere fact that you have written it, that means you are telling the truth, right?
Yes,
and
then
you are open to the idea that the employer will anytime be contacting all those references and then they're just going to verify if those are written, that what you have written are correct.
So, yes.
And then it's
exactly.
All right. So now we know. Okay. I hope the students are listening right now because I am hoping that after this program and then after listening to our program, somehow they have an idea of how to make a very good resume and coming from an international agency like PIPO. Okay. So I am hoping that what you have given us, the tips that you have given us are things that we have to consider or the things that other employers are looking for, especially in Australia. We have like companies in Singapore, am I right? Singapore, Australia,
in Hong Kong, and
US. So at least that's something that coming from a very good company. Okay, so we'll be back for more. So later on, we're going to discuss on interviews.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right.
Our special for program, okay, special for today. It's a radio program entitled How to Make Your Resume and Help You Out in the Interview Procedures. And of course, still I have here with me our very own Myron from BPO. He is the regional recruitment marketing specialist, and Ms. Rain Bonus, our recruitment specialist. And of course, our AB Communication student representative, Ms. Tanika Viraglio. So, again, let's go back to our discussion. It's quite interesting because now we are going to discuss or help our students who are listening right now on how to overcome their first interview. Okay, Ms. Rain?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, first off, if you are applying for a BPO company, for example, you have to research about the company.
Oh, yes. So you must have a little background.
Yes, a little background about the company because the recruiter would ask you, why are you applying in this company?
Mm-hmm.
And
then you said it's because it's popular and it's a bit popular, no?
Of course, you would say that because it's one of the established companies here in the Philippines, and I believe that it would give me a stable career. Mm-hmm. So that is a very good answer. And then, of course, during the interview, you have to be relaxed, but not too comfortable.
Okay. they might think that you are very proud about yourself.
Yes. Okay. Of course, you have to have the good posture as well. You have to sit up straight.
OMG.
Yes.
So, Danica, you have to start working on those
Yes,
postures.
Yes. Okay. Do not, never cross your legs.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And of course, never sway your legs during the interview. And don't put your hands on the table.
Okay.
Put them on your lap only. And then an eye-to-eye contact is very important.
Okay. So I think BPO is also helping the fresh graduates on this. No?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. So.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. What are the usual questions like the BPO ask to their interview?
Okay, well, it depends on the applicant. Let's say for a fresh graduate, we will ask you to tell us about more about yourself as an individual, as a student, and personally as a part of your family. And then for an experienced ones, we would be asking your the history of your work experience. And let's say if you're an accountant, how many years have you been in accounting industry? So that's,
so
that's the first question.
The applicant is a student, so the thing, what are the things that you have to ask?
Well, first, what we usually ask is to make the student describe herself or himself. Tell us more. Tell us some, more about you.
Like the skills, but or any talents or.
yes, yes, yes. That would help as well. Yeah. Yes, let's say what's your name again?
Danica.
Danica. Okay, let's say I'm Danica. I'm graduate of Mass Communications. Mm-hmm. I'm with this organization for how many years? You are a president of
SEMASCOM.
Yes, you can mention that as well.
She's also vying for the president for the college council.
Wow. Yes, you can say that during the interview. Mm-hmm. And you can say that you are very good in what part, what subject or...
more of broadcasting.
So you can say that as well. You are very good in broadcasting, and you are, you also have talents. You can say that as well, and then at the end of saying what, or describing yourself and saying more about you at the end of it, you can say that I'm interested to apply for this position because. What's your reason for applying for the position?
I'll think about it.
Well, probably in due time, Danica. Yes, right now, because you're focused on your studies yet,
yes,
right?
Po. Yes.
Okay, so other concerns?
I wrote an article.
Okay.
You could read it on www.bipo.com.ph. That's our official
Again. So you wrote an article. Yeah. It is entitled...
Bipo Ways.
Okay, Bipo Ways. Okay.
For acing an interview.
Alright, so you're the writer, and
yeah.
Then you have to check it at www.bipo.com.ph.
So
we have
website.
To keep that. And
okay, so basically what I wrote there is a play in the words of our company's name, so
okay.
B-E-E-P-O. Mm-hmm. So B stands for Be On Time.
Oh yeah, yes. So it's Bipo. So you came up with like acronym
yes.
for Bipo, and then you use those the acronym
yes.
for them to remember mm-hmm. what are the things that you have to do during the interview.
Yes.
Okay, so B stands for
be on time.
So definitely we have to be on time.
Yes.
So if the interview starts at 8 o'clock, you have to be there like 30 minutes or one
yes.
hour before 8 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then E stands for
expect the unexpected.
Expect it. Okay.
Would you
like to elaborate that?
Elaborate, please.
A way for you to counter that is, for, like what Ms. Rain mentioned a while ago, that you have to research about the company that you're applying for.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. there are times that they're going to ask something about their company. Oh, what do you know about our company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I even countered that during my interview.
Right,
right. It's a good thing I was able to read something
yes.
about AUF.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
So you have to know all the things. Especially mm-hmm. as a fresh grad, you should be prepared those kind of simple questions. Because they won't ask you anything about work because you don't have experience
mm-hmm.
it. So they're going to ask mostly about what do you know about our company?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we're going to be offering to you? Stuff like that. So you have to be prepared.
Oh, okay. And then E there stands, another E. So
yes.
it's B-E-E. Okay.
B-E-E.
E stands for?
E stands for engage.
Engage.
Yeah. So like this train mentioned a while ago, during the interview, you have to engage in the interview. Because there are times that they just let the interviewer talk.
Yes.
In the BPO industry, we also like, we like applicants or candidates who engage in conversations with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of the things that we look at, especially in measuring your comm skills and how well you are equipped in the English language.
So when you say engage, you have to really like, you have to hold it, you have to have this eye-to-eye contact.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
That
yes.
means you are interested
yes.
in, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to engage mm-hmm.
In the conversation as well.
Yes.
So because if you're not doing that, probably you're going to have this mental block during
yeah.
yes. you're
yes.
nervous. No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because sometimes mm-hmm. there are times that the applicants only answer the question that the interviewer asked, like
okay.
a robot. What's your name? Myron.
Okay.
What if you have like speech difficulties like that? How will you handle that during an interview? Like, for example, you stutter at
okay.
sometimes mm-hmm. like that.
Well, you can say again what you said.
Mm-hmm.
and then you are free to smile about it or say sorry. Sometimes you can do it as a joke. Right. Yes, but do it in an appropriate manner. Mm-hmm. Yes, in a timely manner as well. Let's say you feel that it's okay to make it a joke or just simply say sorry for it. Yes, well, but it's okay. We understand that. Recruiters mm-hmm. understand that.
Well, sometimes because the reason, well, taking from a language teacher, or like if you stat or we have probably problems, no? Like you're afraid, you're nervous yes. right now, and then you cannot control yourself, and then you tend to stutter and so on. But mm-hmm. I think the best way to overcome is for you to really relax, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, then, yes.
Because when we speak very fast, we tend to stutter, yes. no? And yes. then we have this. Sometimes for broadcasters, we call it tongue twisters. Okay? Well, we usually have this problem when we are not thinking straight. Mm-hmm. So in order for you to avoid all those embarrassing moments, probably you can stay relaxed and then probably focus on the conversation and perhaps you speak slowly so that everything yes. will be fine. Yes. At least when you speak slowly, you can process the information already before mm-hmm. while talking to the employer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and then we have P.
Poise.
Poise. So poise includes.
Yes. That includes what like Miss Rain mentioned a while ago. Yeah, sit up straight. You also have to not do unnecessary movements. Say, for example, you're cleaning.
Ah, okay. Those are hand gestures, like hand expressing gestures, yourself, and then you think or you look like you're battling with that.
It's like you're dancing or sweating flies.
Yes. Okay.
So you have to. Like
you have to really help yourself.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
You keep your hands on your hands.
Yep. Mm-mm. If you think if holding your hands will help you out, probably you yes. can do that. Okay. So that you will be avoiding those should unnecessary gestures.
Should I tie my hands?
All right. Then of course,
I tend to do gestures, hand gestures.
Okay. That's simple hand gestures yes. are fine. But you know, there are some people because when you talk, they do this one and this.
Yes.
No? I didn't know what's happening. Probably they are not confident enough to discuss whatever mm-hmm. they are discussing. Okay. So in short, you have to sit straight and then always remember and then be conscious if your hands are already tend to to do some unnecessary gestures.
Yes.
Okay, remind yourself, you have to keep calm and then you have to sit straight, all right?
Yes.
So that's something about the poise. And then of course you have mm-hmm. to dress up, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. A corporate attire is better than smart casual, wherever you are applying, because mm-hmm. First impression matters when mm-hmm. it comes to recruiters. Mm-hmm. We can see that you are more professional when you are in corporate attire. Mm-hmm. And we can see that you are really interested to apply for this position because you have prepared, mm-hmm. not only through your resume, but you yourself prepared for this.
Okay. And so the last one is, of course,
Own it, yes.
Own. What do you mean by own it?
Yeah, okay. You have to own the interview.
Okay. So how do you own the interview?
So be confident. Be confident about yourself. Mm-hmm. Basically, all the things that the interviewer will be asking are the things that you've experienced already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be confident about mm-hmm. yourself, on the things that you will disclose, the information mm-hmm. that you're going to say. So you have to own it.
So that means you have to take control over it. Okay.
Yes.
Because you're not in control, probably the employer will say that you are not confident in doing this job.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And make the most out of it because that interview would help you to proceed with maybe it would be a skills test for the position that you're applying for. So that interview also will help you proceed with the second interview, maybe through the manager or through the head of the company.
Yes, okay.
So you have to make the most out of it. Make sure that you have said all the things that you want to say mm-hmm. and all the things that you should say about yourself and the position that you're applying for.
All right, we'll be back. We're just going to have a recap of that. But meanwhile, we're going to give way for our news, AUF Boost. All right, 10 minutes done by 11. You're still with me, Tina, and we are still discussing about the BPO. BPO is an Australian-owned and operated provider of outsourced services in the Philippines. And we have invited Mr. Myron Fernando, the recruitment marketing specialist, and Ms. Rain Bonus, our recruitment specialist. And we were discussing earlier about how to make a very good resume and then, of course, how to come up with a very good interview. So So this is a recap. Probably we are going to summarize everything what we have discussed. All right, we start with Myron.
All right. So, about writing the best resume.
Yes.
So basically, the resume is, well, I believe everybody has a Facebook account, right?
Yes.
They have a Facebook profile. So basically, the resume is your Facebook profile.
Okay.
So you have to make sure that it's good, it's updated.
Okay.
And you always have to make it
pretty. Okay, you look pretty. Okay.
Personalize it.
Like, all right.
Mm-hmm. And then we also talked about the things that you have to do in the interview.
Okay.
So basically, you just have to be confident.
All right, I'll still remember the BPO, so I'm not going to forget it. The BPO, yes. The be on time, expect the unexpected, and then engage, and then poise, and of course, you have to own it,
yes.
Right? Very good. I will not forget that because it stands for BPO
exactly.
Itself.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and okay, so for the resume, don't forget to save it with your name and the position that you're applying for so that the recruiters could find you easily. And then don't forget to have to use a more appropriate or a proper email address.
Yes.
Say your surname and name would do.
Okay.
And don't forget to write your skills. And instead of using objective, you can now use summary.
Yeah.
So it tells about more of yourself. Let's say 5 sentences would do. And work experience, of course. And then the trainings, which are relative to the position that you're applying for. And make your character references always available.
Yes. So no need for them to look. No.
Yes. No need for us to look or call or research for the ones who are from your previous company or your school.
Okay.
And then for the interview, don't forget to be relaxed, but not too comfortable. And be confident of the skills that you have, of the things that you can contribute to the company to make the company more successful, and for the recruiters to know that they are hiring a worth it applicant.
Okay, and then you don't forget to research about the company.
Yes, yes, don't forget to research about the company because they would ask you, why are you applying and why have you chosen the company?
All right. So,
yes.
Well, I will not say goodbye because we're going to have our part 3 of this discussion.
Yes.
And then probably next week, same time, it's 10 o'clock to 11, 10, no, Monday, 11, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And then we are going to talk about...
Yes, next week, guys, we're going to be talking about how to create a portfolio.
Okay.
So basically, a portfolio is the works of your... Say, for example, an artist. A portfolio is the designs.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to teach you how to create a portfolio. This is for content writers, personal marketers, graphic designers, developers, and project managers.
Now you're talking about internet and computers.
Yes.
I might be inviting someone here from our students who's very techie on those kinds of things.
This could be helpful for fresh grads. Because, sometimes... there are works or blogs that employers look at. For example, you're a content writer. Ask, do you have any works that are published?
So, they could use their theses as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's published.
All right.
So tune in next week.
All right. So, so those are the things that we have to... look forward to. And so how are we going to come up with a very good portfolio? Okay. So again, thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, thank you, Ms. Rain and Myron. I'll see you again. So Ms. Rain will be joining us next time. It's a different guest. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've been at the end of this program, I'll be meeting all of the staff of BPO.
Yes. Thank you for having us as well. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And really, we learned something a lot from this topic. And then unfortunately, Danica needs to go back to her classes, but she mentioned she really learned something about this discussion, and hopefully we are helping our students out there are listening, and don't worry, it's recorded, so anybody can or our students here can access it. Okay, thank you very much, and again, this is Christina Reyes reporting live or having this program at DWAU 104.1 FM. See you again Monday. Good morning.